1-800-522-4122.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into hour number three. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those. They're on us. freetalklive.com. We go right into the phone calls, starting with Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey there, what's on your mind?
Well, normally I call in to tell you guys what I've seen. Today I would like to show your listeners what I've seen. As you know, Dr. Paul came to town today in Manchester. I'm sure you guys already talked about that today.
That's Ron Paul. I think it was mentioned earlier, but we didn't really touch too heavily on it. I did go to lourockwell.com and look at their blog. They had a photo from the event, and there was a huge crowd at this thing. Mark, you said that estimates were 1,000. The Boston Globe reported 250,
right,
and I think that's way off.
So all you have to do is look at the video. 250 either is somebody who can't count or somebody who just wants to make it look like a smaller a deal than it was. The media has been lackluster in reporting on Ron Paul from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I'm not calling a great media conspiracy, but it just seems to me that the people in the media, for whatever reason, are not reporting on Ron Paul accurately.
So, Dave, you were out there today. You shot video footage of it. What was the scene like, and where can people watch this?
Go to youtube.com/DadaOrwell. youtube.com/DadaOrwell.
That's D-A-D-A, Dada, O-R-W-E-L-L.
Yeah, Orwell, as in George Orwell.
Right.
I'm an ex-news photographer, so I'm pretty good at shooting stuff and uploading it the same day. I've started shooting about 5 videos per week and uploading them right away so that now people can start seeing all the things that we've just been talking about without much delay.
What would you say as far as the experience today? I mean, what was the event for those that aren't aware, and secondly, what was your experience at it?
I would say that it was definitely more than 250. I guess it was probably, one guy told me he thought it was 700. But then the 1,000 estimate, I don't know. I've never had to count a crowd that big, so I just really don't know how to count it.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard when it gets above a certain size.
Yeah, but it was a very colorful crowd. Like I said, the thing to do is look at it, just look at the video and... I'm just going to really try hard to document a lot of different Ron Paul things and a lot of different Liberty things that I see, over the coming months and years. And just because I'm so tired of telling people about it, I just want to show them.
Well, you're doing a fine job. I know I'm subscribing to your YouTube channel personally, and, of course, you're a talented activist here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And keep up the good work, Dave. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. So there's just some of the most amazing people that have moved here over the last few years as part of the Free State Project, this organization that's dedicated to moving as many liberty-loving activists all to the same state.
One of those amazing people is me.
Yeah, that's great. So anyway, talking more about other people like Dave in New Hampshire. He's
far more amazing.
Just a super activist. Mark, you do a good job on the radio. Dave really hits the streets and really does some amazing work on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just him. It's hundreds of people that have moved here already, and we're going to have at least 1,000 people that have moved here by the end of 2008. Who knows when the next 1,000 will be in? As more people come here, more activism happens, which, of course, attracts more people to come here. And so it's this snowball that's starting to build and beginning its roll down the mountain, if you will, for lack of a better visual image. It's really building, and things are getting exciting. The Liberty Forum is coming up in January, which you can get more information about at freestateproject.org. We went to it last year. I'm looking forward to this next one. It's going to be bigger. It's going to be better. This past year was pretty big and awesome. I mean, we had John Stossel.
For a first event, it was just fantastic. People were, pushing out the hallways. There were just so many.
It was hard. It might be actually hard to top. It was so good. But they can do it. I believe they can. And these activists here are really the cream of the crop. They're some of the best activists, liberty activists from around the country, some of them from around the world, that are all coming to New Hampshire to make a stand for freedom. The Second American Revolution, as it has been called. All right, 800-259-9231. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist, calling from Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live, Gene.
Well, hi, guys. I just listened to the podcast of the other night because I apparently missed that call-in where one of the callers complained about me on your BBS.
Oh, yes, more of the forum drama. This has been going on for 2 or 3 weeks now, where certain people are complaining about content on our user forum.
I must be pushing some buttons, because I believe that's at least the second or third time of BBS user has called in to complain about me on the BBS.
Maybe so, but the image blocking software is in place, so anybody that doesn't want to see inappropriate images can easily handle them their own user experience now. So I don't see why anyone else would have a complaint at this point.
Yes, well, I still think that it's a mistake that you changed the policy from disallowing inappropriate images to allowing them, and the reason for that is this is your house, and in your house you have rules, and you can set up the rules the way you want to.
That's true.
Obviously, you set up the rules to where you don't care about the inappropriate images. But guests to your house may find the inappropriate images objectionable.
That's true, which is why when they join the forum, right there in the user agreement, it makes it very clear they may experience those images and instructs them as to how to restrict that content.
Okay,
We just got tired of enforcing it and tired of the complaints. So it's now even a less moderated forum than it ever had been in the past. And actually, what's kind of interesting is the side effect of changing that rule was AMP dollars increased. There was like one or two people that I think dropped out because of it, but then other people amped up as a result, and some increased their amps. So, I mean, it was actually a net gain for Free Talk Live. And there's a handful of people that said, "That's it, I've had it with this forum," and they went away.
Well,
and then they came back.
I know that one thing is, you're not going to get as many women as you want. You know, you're always claiming that you want to have the women into the forum.
It's an internet forum, Gene. I mean, number one, you're dealing with talk radio, which is heavily listened to by men, though there is a significant amount of, I mean, I'd say about a fifth at least of our listeners are women.
Maybe a quarter.
Maybe a quarter. And so then you know, you're dealing with a male-based listenership in the first place. Then you're also talking about the world of the internet forum, which is also dominated by males. So just by its nature,
Porn is going to chase away women. Now, the porn doesn't bother me. Apparently, some of those people think that I have never seen porn or something, and they want to post porn in order to offend me. Well, I don't find that offensive. I find it stupid, quite frankly. I don't find it offensive. But what I find offensive is those gruesome death images. And so I wanted to show them just what offensive is. They think they know what offensive is. They haven't got a clue what offensive is. I can show them offensive when they want to see offensive.
I love you guys. You guys just keep battling back and forth. It's just amazing. Gene, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, and glad you're on the forum. Gene was one of those people that went away. I'm out of here. And he came back.
The forum is addictive. I don't understand it. I don't spend much time on it. I don't know. That's not my thing.
How's it been going for you, by the way, Mark? A couple weeks ago on the air, we talked about what your little technique was for the forum, where you go on to the BBS, because there's a 250,000 posts there. It's impossible for somebody who's working full-time to read all of the posts on the forum. So what you do is you go and you type in your name in the search box, and then anything that comes up, you look at it. And so as a result, many of our listeners decided to just start posting Mark in just random threads. Has that changed your forum experience at all?
I now read more random threads.
Well, that's good. That's good. You still don't post very often, though.
I don't have much to say.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, if somebody addresses me and asks a specific question, I like to be able to answer that. It's a lot better to be able to email me, but fine, I'll go and look at the BBS. But, there's not that much that interests me, the bantering back and forth and all that. Eh.
Well, it certainly interests some people, and they'd love to do it. They just love to go at each other, mm-hmm. And it seems like a fruitless waste of time. But, hey, it's their experience. They can make it what they want to. 800. There's all kinds of things on the forum. Serious issues, everything from the issues to just fun topics. bbs.freetalklive.com gets you to it. Should we talk about drinking and young people?
Sure.
Okay. CNN's reporting that over dinner recently, Anna Peel recalls one of the first times she drank alcohol. She says, "I was 14 or 15. I ordered a beer and they served me." She had just finished her freshman year of high school and was traveling in Greece with her family friends. She says we would have wine with dinner. In Greece, it's so not a big deal. While that experience would cause some American parents to worry, Peel's parents weren't upset. In fact, starting in middle school, her parents allowed her and her siblings to have an occasional sip of beer or wine.
I don't know which parents don't.
By the time she was in high school, Peel was drinking beer and wine regularly at family functions and social events. More on the way on this story. And your calls as well. How do you feel about the idea of making it so young people can actually legally drink in America? Is that something we should do? 800-259-9231, I say. Absolutely. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
Mark, too.
800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. The wiki's there, over 1,400 pages, created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener-editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. WYKI.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit RLC.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's RLC.org.
Talking about young people in America and their obsession with drinking. and how it is that a simple change in the law could really alleviate all of these problems, or at least a lot of the problems. CNN's reporting on a young lady named Anna Peel, who, when she was in Greece visiting with her family when she was 14 or 15, she ordered a beer and they served her.
Why wouldn't they?
To her, to the people over in Greece, it's no big deal when young people drink. In fact, she says starting in middle school, her parents allowed her and her siblings to have the occasional sip of beer or wine. By the time she was in high school, which is only about age 14, Peel was drinking beer and wine regularly at family functions and social events. But it was always in moderation, Peel says. She says her parents' attitude toward alcohol made it seem less mysterious. She says it wasn't some forbidden fruit. I didn't have to go out to a field with my friends and have 18 beers.
God. You know, the way young people drink, it's just, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, in college, it can kill them.
It
does kill them sometimes. I mean, it doesn't kill every one of them, but they drink liquor, hard liquor, because it's easier to transport. It's more concentrated. And they'll drink it so quickly because they're not allowed to drink at whatever function that is they're going to, be it a football game or a party or, you know, wherever there's going to be somebody that could catch them, that they'll drink it quickly. And that's what causes alcohol poisoning.
Sure, and even if you're not talking about college kids, let's talk about high school kids. Because really, I mean, there's huge amounts of drinking in the world of high school students in
sure.
America. And it's probably pretty large in middle school these days. But you've got kids that, in college, they're drinking to go out and do things. In high school, they're going out to drink. Right?
Mm-hmm.
In high school, they've got there's the friend whose parents are out for the weekend, so a bunch of kids go over to the house and they drink there. Or in the case of what Ms. Peel is talking about here, just some friends going to a field somewhere, one friend brings a bunch of alcohol along, and you've got, you know, 20 high schoolers getting wasted in the middle of a field.
That's
now,
the right word for it, too.
When something goes wrong, when someone gets alcohol poisoning in the middle of nowhere, or out of the field somewhere.
They don't even know what alcohol poisoning is. They just think somebody passed out.
Right.
That's how they die.
Yep. So that's when things get really dangerous. So the whole situation with kids drinking in America is just always fraught with peril. And it's fraught with peril because it's illegal for kids to drink.
And what is law enforcement's solution to this?
Throw them in jail.
Well, yeah, give them a, you know, drinking while underage fine and, you know, something that sticks to the record forever and ever. Great.
Awful, awful idea. Experts say binge drinking continues to be a growing problem across the country. According to a recent report from the U.S. Surgeon General, there are nearly 11 million underage drinkers in the United States. That's a lot of people.
Well, that's a lot of kids.
Right.
Because they're all under the age of 21.
Nearly 7.2 million of those 11 million are considered binge drinkers, meaning they drank more than 5 drinks in one sitting.
Hmm.
That's a lot. I mean, if 5 shots is enough to do you real. I mean, you'd be wasted.
I don't know what a sitting is. I don't know if a sitting is several hours or what, but 5 drinks in a night is going to mess me up.
It says, in this age of just say no, some people believe it's time for Americans to reconsider how they teach kids about alcohol, and Peel's father is at the top of the list. Stanton Peel says, we taught them to drink in a civilized fashion like a civilized human being.
We taught them to drink in a civilized fashion. Martinis and my little fingers out.
well, anyway, his father is at the top of the list. Says that apparently he's the author of Addiction Proof Your Child, and he's a psychologist. He says many of the programs set up to stop alcohol abuse contribute to the teen binge drinking crisis. Any program that tells kids flatly not to drink creates temptation, he says. Preparing your child to drink at home lessens the likelihood that they're going to binge drink, he says. Not sharing alcohol with your child is a risk factor for binge drinking.
Right. You teach your kids how to eat. You teach them what's good to eat and what's bad to eat and how much to eat and all that other stuff. Why wouldn't you teach them how to drink?
Great question. Are you one of those parents that just says no to your kids? 1-800-259-9231. Love to hear from you on what you think about changing the laws in this country and making it so young people can actually imbibe alcohol legally. Peel says other cultures have figured it out. He points to Italy, Greece, and Israel, where children are given small amounts of wine at religious celebrations or watered-down alcohol on special occasions. But many other experts say the psychologist is off base. That's ridiculous, says Calvina Fay, executive director for the Drug Free America Foundation. By allowing teens to drink, you're giving permission to your children to do harmful things.
What harmful things?
Yeah, there's nothing harmful about having a beer.
This is the new temperance movement. This is the new, you know, it's without all the religion. Mm-hmm. This is what the temperance movement is. The idea that the average American is not going to use alcohol when they get older, when they get 21, it's ludicrous. And to think that they're, you know, shouldn't be taught, that just doesn't make any sense at all to
me. She's suggesting that that having one beer or one malt beverage is going to be a bad thing, that there's something wrong inherently with having a drink.
Apparently, it's such a good thing that people would want to do it that, you know, she's just got to use the law to break it, make it go away.
And I'm sorry, I don't agree. There's nothing inherently wrong about drinking an alcoholic beverage. Now, it is dangerous when you have too many of them.
Sure.
But that's the whole point of
it. That's the idea.
We're talking
to teach
about
kids not to drink too much.
Right. And I am a victim, personally, of the situation in this country. When I was a young person, my parents did not teach me about alcohol. I remember asking about beer when I was a kid. I saw my uncle drinking it at family get-togethers.
Sure, it's clearly an adult beverage.
Yes, and I was very curious about it. I was told that it was not something for young people. It was not something for kids. And it was sort of a mystery to me all the way up until I was 16. And then I turned 16 and started.
Right.
That's the age when people are getting it, when young people start really getting into these things, if not earlier now these days. But that was when I started getting into it. My friends introduced me to
when the kids
beer.
When they're going out of the house, to hang out with their friends, and their friends are drinking.
That's exactly what happened. I went over to my friend's house, was going to spend the night there, had the intention of getting drunk, and I did. Luckily, I wasn't the one with the bad experience that night. It was one of the other guys that was there with me. He ended up locking himself in the bathroom and passing out in the shower. Of course, we didn't know if he was passed out. He was locked in there. We were trying to figure out what was going on, if everything was okay. It was a scary situation.
Sure. Is he dead in there?
That's what we were concerned about. And, it didn't stop. That didn't stop me because, again, it wasn't something that was bad that happened to me. So I kept imbibing after that point. And it was always to the point of getting drunk, always, because that's what kids think. They think that the purpose of drinking is to get, as they call it, wasted.
Crunk.
Yeah, or crunk. That's, I guess, the new hip term. So that's what I did. And then I ended up on my 17th birthday, a year later, ended up on the front porch of some guy's house. I was blacked out of my mind, didn't know where I was, what I was doing, on the front porch of somebody's house with a gun pointed at my face, and the cops were called, the ambulance was called, I ended up going home with my parents, and I swore off drinking at that point.
You're lucky you went home with your parents.
Because I still thought that the purpose of drinking was to get drunk.
Wasted.
Now, 10 years later, I figure out that that's not necessarily the case. It took me 10 years, Mark, to figure that out.
Mm.
Now, how does that affect the rest of kids in America? More on the way, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Tell us your story with alcohol. This is Free Talk Live.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation.
Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show the victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now, our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last year. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website or more information, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Show. You can bring up whatever you want. The live Saturday edition, toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we'd love to have you chime in with your stories of what it was like for you when you were in high school, and how did you come to understand what drinking was all about? Did your parents bring you into the loop, or were you like me, where you just sort of left out in the cold, told not to drink anything, and then you end up encountering alcohol like most people do in high school with your high school buddies? You end up getting wasted, thrown into a jail cell, or your kid, you know, your friends puke, or you end up getting hurt or alcohol poisoning. What was your story?
Right. This is by no means a question for just young people who recently went through it. What was it like, you know, if you're 70 years old, what
sure.
was it like?
1-800-259-9231. CNN is talking in a story about people over in other countries like Greece and Israel and Italy, where young people, children even, are given small amounts of wine at religious celebrations or some alcohol on special occasions as they
get
older.
That's how it was for me when I was growing up. I mean, I remember my uncle gave me a little taste of beer, and I thought it was awful. Blah, what was that? We people drink that crap? But, you know, I tried it here and there, and then at some point or another, I got a taste for it as an adult.
Well, I guess you were kind of fortunate in that way, Mark, because a lot of people had my experience where they were just told no. And, of course, when you tell someone like me no, I want to find out why I'm being told no.
Right, what are you trying to keep from me?
Right, what's going on? What's this alcohol stuff all about? I want some, and I want a lot of it, and I want a lot of it right now. And I ended
it
up.
It must be good if you're trying to keep it away from me.
Right, I ended up getting into some situations that were less than desirable as a result of the fact that my parents did not properly teach me about alcohol. Most kids are learning about alcohol from other kids in America. And,
right, so.
And that leads to some really dangerous situations. Whereas in other countries, young people are brought up with alcohol. They're brought up understanding how to drink. They understand how to drink responsibly. They understand their limits. And by the time they become of age, it's no big deal.
Right. I think other countries have all kinds of problems in different areas, but I think,
no
they,
doubt.
I think they've got it right in this area of teaching kids. Yeah, this is it's something fundamental. You can't go through life without having the option of drinking. Sorry.
Well, the Drug Free America Foundation says it's ridiculous. By allowing teens to drink, you're giving permission to your children to do harmful things. That's not true.
What are the harmful things?
There's nothing inherently harmful about having a beer. And besides that,
I had some beer last night. I don't think I did anything harmful.
And this woman must
I did, however, sing karaoke, which somebody might consider harmful.
This woman, Ms. Calvina Fay from the Drug Free America Foundation, either she's just an idiot or she's just mean. I don't know what her problem is. It seems to me that by allowing your teens to drink with supervision, that's keeping your kids safe.
Right.
That's living in the real world where you understand that there's a major problem in America with teen binge drinking. And that if you allow your kids to drink while they're under your supervision, while they're under your roof, while you're at home, and they're not afraid that they're going to get in trouble or anything like that, they've got your blessing to do it, then they're going to feel safe. They're not going to be out in the middle of a field somewhere. They're not going to be staggering home across a road.
Well, likely they will be out in a field at some point or another with a bunch of other kids and have the option of drinking. At that point, they understand what responsible drinking is about, mm-hmm. and they're not doing keg stands, and they're not funneling a 12-pack of beer.
It's madness.
They're not thinking that it's okay to drink a fifth of vodka out of a plastic bottle and just tip it up.
Yep.
You know, that's the kind of stuff that happens.
It really does. And if you don't believe it, go to MySpace. It's all over
the place. It seems very difficult to me to imagine that that happens to somebody who's been sort of brought up. Now, I wasn't brought up drinking responsibly. I just had an option at a couple of events to drink a little bit of beer. But I think if I had more training in that area, that I probably would have acted more responsibly.
Absolutely. In fact, 19-year-old Anna Peel is now a sophomore at New York University. She wants to be an actress, and she does drink with her friends, but she says it's always in moderation and that she's well aware of her responsibilities. Saying she says, quote, "Your parents expect you to do your work and get the most out of your education. They're not paying for us to drink."
No.
Unquote.
This is what college is a lot about.
Let's get your stories and your thoughts on this issue. Should we make it legal in America for young people to imbibe? 800-259-9231. Bill in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live, Bill.
Hey, I think my situation was identical to Mark, if I got the right guy. I hope I get you guys confused sometimes.
It can be difficult.
What is your situation? Go ahead.
My father said about the same thing. I was watching him drink a beer. Of course, he was what you call a mild alcoholic. You know, he liked to drink beer. And I looked at it. I'm about 10 or 11 years old. And, you know, I don't know. I must have been curious. And he looked at me and he says, "Here, have a swig." He says, "It won't kill you." And I did the same thing. I spit it out. I went, "Bleh, how do you drink that?" He says, "Oh, it's good." He says, "There was no. You can't do this. You can't have that. Here, try it." And then I think maybe the old man was kind of smart. And I think instinctively he knew the kid wouldn't like it. Okay? And that was the smartest thing he could have done.
I heard a story about a friend who, his dad caught him smoking, so he bought him a pack of cigarettes and
smoked the whole thing.
Yeah, and. Said he had no interest in smoking after that.
I bet.
After he puked.
Now, when was the next time you ended up drinking after you said you were 10 or 11?
The only thing, only alcohol I've ever taken since then is probably cough syrup and
communion.
You know, a thing to go to sleep. Well, I can't use maybe a brand name, but you know.
Right. You can use a brand name if you want. We don't care.
Yeah,
Nitols or Nyquils or something like that.
I don't know how much alcohol it has.
I just
in
never
it.
Developed a taste for it.
What if you had asked later on down the line, what if you had turned 14 or 15 and you asked your dad at that point, "Dad, I think I'd like a whole beer." Do you think he would have let you?
Yeah, I think he would have.
I think that would be the appropriate thing to do. Thanks for the call, Bill. We appreciate the story. Your calls as well, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to John in Indianapolis. We've got another John, so it's the first John here on Free Talk Live. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey there.
Well, I started drinking approximately 12 to 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I never had it blocked from me, period, but I was never given access to it, you know.
Okay.
And I was never given any training or whatsoever about it, you know.
So wait a minute. You weren't given access, but you weren't blocked. I don't understand. How does that actually play out?
Well, friends, kids, you know. I was never given access at home. My parents never knew anything about it.
And what was your behavior like when you first started drinking? What was your habit?
I really don't know. I know I became an alcoholic by the time I was 16.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. You know,
now describe, what is it like to be an alcoholic at 16? Alcoholics typically means you're drinking something every day.
Every single day.
How much were you drinking every day?
I would take, back then we still had glass bottles for Coke bottles, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I would take a glass bottle full, halfway full of vodka, and the rest of it being Coke.
Jeez. You know? Would you take it to school?
Yep. Put it in my locker.
Oh, wow. You know? Where were you getting the vodka from?
Friends. You know, I lived out in the country back when Geist was the country, you know? And it's just... You know,
so your friends were buying it for you, or where's the money coming from? Were you working a job, or what?
Oh, yeah, I had to. My dad owned a restaurant. I had to have a job at the age of 12, you know. He always paid me, so.
Now, it's not like it's a crack habit or anything. Alcohol is relatively affordable compared to other drugs.
Believe it or not, it is. Okay? I was, after I, you know, got out of high school, I went to the Army. I became a police officer for IPD. I worked for 10 years with that. I was diagnosed with cancer and Parkinson's disease, and... Mm. Now I'm a minister.
It has some health effects, but in the sense that it's not like crack.
I mean, it's not expensive. You never
broke into anybody's house and stole their stereo and sold the problem.
No, I never did that. But
right,
you know,
never prostituted yourself.
You still have the same shame.
I would say that you're addicted just like crack, but you know,
exactly.
Crack has you know some additional problems.
How many kids now? When you were a police officer for 10 years, how many kids did you bust in your time period there for underage drinking?
Oh, I couldn't tell you that. I don't have a clue.
Because there were so many of them.
No, not really. Less than 50 in 10 years.
Still, though, did you feel anything when you were busting those kids? Like, you know, did you feel sorry for them, or did you wish you didn't have to be doing it? What was going through your head at that time?
Most of the time, I tried to, you know, either send them to youth emergency services or call the parents, you know, and try not to have them arrested so that they don't get a record.
That's good. And there are a decent amount of cops out there that take that approach, but unfortunately not enough of them. I think a lot of them get off on the idea of raiding a high school party and arresting kids. I don't know if that's because they weren't invited to the parties when they were kids or what their problem is.
Yeah.
But thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate the story. 800-259-9231. We'll talk to another John, and G calling from Brooklyn. Paul is on the line as well. Bring up whatever you want. This is your show. 800-259-9231. Only moments remain, maybe enough time for your call and your story about alcohol and how you were introduced to it. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A one-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. It's Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, only moments remain. Just enough time for your call, maybe. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping experience there. amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and to the fun, John in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I have a lot to speak of when it comes to drinking.
Sure.
Because I've been there and done that.
When did you start? And what was it like at your house with your parents? What did they tell you about drinking?
Well, I was just talking to a fella that I work with yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That when I was about 6 or 7, I had my first taste of beer because his dad was my next door neighbor's dad was a heavy drinker
mm-hmm.
of beer. And he brought a beer over to me, and I tasted it, and it was disgusting.
Yeah.
I hated the taste of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think too much about it until when I got up to where I was around 15, 16. I become rebellious because there were situations in my family life that I didn't like.
And you're a teenager, and that's what happens.
Yeah, I became rebellious.
Right.
And so, naturally, I gravitated towards individuals that were rebellious also.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to hang with them. And it's like so clear in my mind, even today. Now I'm in my 40s.
What is it that's clear in your mind?
What's clear in my mind is what got me started drinking in the first place when I was 15.
So it's the fact that you're saying it was the fact that you were hanging out with a rebellious crowd. They sort of brought you into the fold of drinking alcohol, as opposed to your parents teaching you anything about it.
Absolutely.
It's just tragic. And thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's not the way that you should learn these things.
It's the same story is getting told over and over again.
Exactly.
If people's parents would have, you know, taught them about alcohol from the very beginning, weren't scared that they were going to get arrested for doing so, have their kids taken away for doing so. You know, the laws that we have in this country are just messed up when it comes to alcohol. We have this whole Puritan teetotaler thing, this temperance thing,
it's
still
mindless.
Hanging around.
It's mindless and it's ignorant and it's just ignorant of reality. Let's talk to G in Brooklyn. G, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you. What's on your mind?
Yes. If I start to ramble, just, you know, speed me on, but I'll try to make this quick.
Okay.
You know, just like you said before, you know, I came from the kind of family, you know, of course, there's, you know, liquor around, they have a cabinet, but of course, you know, kids don't touch this, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some places you grow up, you know, friends that have keg parties or whatever, so it's around. People start drinking, it's cool. You get into it. I'm 35 years old right now. I'm a functional alcoholic. My brother drinks a lot, too. He's not an alcoholic. But, you know, we both went to elite universities. He's a doctor. I'm an engineer. And I'm the sort of alcoholic now, like, you know, I wake up in the hospital sometimes. Or,
wow.
You know, I mean, you black out. Things happen, whatever. But, you know, basically, he's functional a lot more than me. He's responsible. But, you know, I'm not. I just, like, you know, I know I've learned my lesson. I've, you know, been in jail before. But
so are you still drinking?
Yes, I am. I'm actually having a Guinness right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And you end up in the hospital sometimes from this?
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you wake up in a hospital or you wake up
in jail.
Have
you tried treatment?
You don't even remember what happened. You know,
have you tried treatment for this?
Excuse me?
Have you tried treatment for this?
Yeah, but no, not really, because it's one of those things. You just keep thinking you can control it. But, you know, one of my points is I have a friend that just turned 21 a few days ago,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, he actually came up drinking with his parents. Like, you know, not drinking, but, you know, they have a glass of wine at dinner.
Sure.
Right. You understand exactly what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of joking with him, like, oh, are you going to do the 21 shots thing? And, you know, so on his birthday, he goes out with his father, and, you know, they go out to dinner, and he has a margarita. He's fine. Last night, he went out with his friends. They partied a bit. You know, they teased him about being a lightweight. You know, he ended up drinking a lot and was like, you know, they couldn't tease him about being a lightweight anymore. But he was fine because, you know, he understood the limits and everything. So, I mean, you know, some of us will always be hardcore alcoholics or drug addicts or whatever. But, you know, the fact that it's there is undeniable. And there definitely has to be education about it.
So you feel like you would have been better off in your life had your parents actually said, yes, you can have some as long as, you know, we're supervising you and that'll help keep you safe.
So, gee, every time you drink, do you get drunk?
Pretty much because, I mean, you know, I'm just one of those people. Like, I just like the feeling of it in my veins. And it's mm-hmm. funny now because, you know, like, you know, I'm friends with my parents and I go home. I take my mother out to dinner. We go to a game or we go wherever. And I'll go out with my mother to brunch and then we'll go to the baseball game. And of course, you know, I'll start drinking whiskey or whatever. And, you know, so I'll start having a few and she'll like, she told a bartender to cut me off. And I'm like, you know, woman, are you crazy?
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Gee, thanks for the story. We really appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line for you. And there's something that he mentioned in there in his story about the his young friend that just turned 21 that I found interesting. Is that, you know, when you're in the drinking culture, the young teen drinking culture, like you were talking about with the funneling and the beer bongs mm-hmm. and all the insanity, then there's also this mentality of, you got to have more. You're not a man if you don't drink all night long as much as you possibly can.
I remember the scene from, and this scene affected me. You know, they say that Hollywood makes a difference, and I think it really does. This scene affected me from the Indiana Jones movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark?
It's been a while. I mean, that is the name of the movie.
The first one, and there was this, you know, contest where this big guy was doing shots with the heroine in the movie, mm-hmm. and she put him under the table, and somehow it would allow somebody who, you know, wasn't quite the man to be that much more of a man by drinking a lot.
Right. Yeah, you don't become a man by drinking a lot.
Right, and I'm never, it was never, you know, that I could run fast, I guess, as a kid, but that was really about all I could ever do. I never was very coordinated. I'd be in that last section of kids that got picked for the baseball team. Just wasn't very coordinated.
Right, but unfortunately, the way that plays out is that a young person like you, Mark, who was, you know, the last pick for the team, that sort of thing, someone like that that's getting razzed for not drinking enough is going to feel like they have something to prove. So they mm-hmm. will drink more in order to show them. I'm going to show them how much of a man I am. And then you end up blacking out and ending up on the front, you know, somebody's front porch mm-hmm. or in the custody of the police or in the hospital like our last caller. And it's just the whole country, especially the young people in America, has such an unhealthy attitude. And I'm generalizing, but in general, in high school, there's such an unhealthy attitude about drinking. It's really putting our kids in danger. And the only solution is to make it legal for kids to drink and to where you can actually, and I'm not, you know, even let store owners decide who to sell it to.
Well, I would personally say that, but the first step, if there's a step in this, is make it legal for parents to allow their children to drink.
And drop the age to 18.
Right. Well, I would say that too.
That's an easy step.
As far as I'm concerned, there should be no age limit on alcohol, and store owners should be able to make that decision, and parents, should give them their feedback.
Back to the phones to Troy in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Troy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's your story?
I started drinking off and on when I was like 13. I grew up in a rural community, and there used to be a lot of parties, a lot of older kids, you know, that I was, you know, was around from ages, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There was always a 21-year-old who would buy it, and then a younger kid, you know, from, you know, 20 on down to, you know, 13. And then when I got into high school, we used to have, you know, large parties and where we'd go out by the river and, you know, up to 20 of us, you know, and we'd all drink and have
classic
a
classic country song stuff.
Yeah, kind of, you know, just in hang out. And it seems like the kids that I hung out with, out of all of them, the parents that were real strict and, like, the really gullible parents, their kids tended to have a problem, you know, ended up having an alcohol problem.
The biggest problem. It makes sense.
The worst one of the preacher's kids.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Definitely. And one kid I had, you know, star athlete, and mom and dad, like, oh, he's so perfect, he wouldn't do anything. And, you know, by the time he was, you know, 17, he was an alcoholic, you know.
Well, I think it's really interesting about your story is that you mentioned that you started at 13 and you were hanging out with people who are 21, almost 10 years your senior. You want to talk about putting young girls in a dangerous situation?
That's what I was just thinking, 13 versus 21. Oh,
I mean, wow, that's like asking for trouble. So,
yeah, and at times I guess there was, and it depended, you know, I think my parents had a big role in my life. By the time I was, you know, 14, 15, I think they kind of realized, you know, sometimes what would happen. My dad actually, he let me have my first drink probably when I was 10 or 11, you know.
You know, the more parental supervision can be involved in this, the better. If parents tell their kids no, they're just going to go out and do it anyway, and they're going to do it dangerously. Troy, thanks for the call. We'll be back Monday night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com, and have a great weekend.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I need